Now we have 5 acres, about 2 of which are in flower beds. It's a really big deal for an old man. Sorry. And but that has been such a monumental help, that little rake. Of course, there are kinds of rakes, kinds of hoes too. That's been a real big help because we have to dig up all the caladiums, all the amaryllis. We moved the amaryllis bulbs from my mother's house when she died, and then Daddy died. We sold the house, and we moved about 100 amaryllis bulbs from Mother's. So the house is for sale. The amaryllis bulbs are mine. Well, over a period of time, if they get too deep in the dirt, so are you listening to me? If we don't follow God and we get too deep in the dirt, we're going to quit blooming. And one thing that quits blooming right away, I don't know if you've noticed, is your body. So about every 3 years, Wayne digs everything up. This is that year, and he replants, moves them closer to the surface, because if they get too deep, which they will with the dirt, the blows, and the wind, and the rain that falls on them, and we have sprinkler systems on most of it, they get too deep and they quit blooming. See, I'm supposed to be deep in the Word, not deep in the flesh, the world, or the devil. I'm supposed to recognize those things which would harm and hinder me, because they'll not only harm and hinder your mental attitude, they'll harm and hinder your health. And they'll cause. Now, this is good news. You wait till we get to the good news. I'm going to tell you something you may not have thought of. Spiritual death caused physical death. Spiritual death began to function from the spirit man, began to flow into the body, and over time it crippled the body until it died. Because the wages of sin is spiritual death. You can't live your spirit, soul, and body, and you can't live spirit, soul, and body and be totally unaffected by the spirit's affected by the soul's affected by the spirit, the soul's affected by the body's affected by the spirit. There are three parts, but they're all interlinked and interwoven, and they affect one another. You know that because you've had a bad mental attitude sometime. And you got it from your body, something you saw or something you heard. Well, in the day you eat, it wasn't a threat. It was the kindness and mercy of God warning him. What did he say to Noah? You're going to need a boat. God was not threatening him. I'm drowning everybody, so you better see that you have a boat. It was a warning. It wasn't a threat. Because the mercy of the Lord is forever. For the Lord, it's the goodness of God that warned Noah and so many others. Now look at Romans 5. For the Lord, he is good. I've been teaching over 40 years in I'm just beginning to see some things clearer than I've ever seen them. It's an amazing thing how revelation is progressive, but there comes those moments where it's kind of a flood, and then it'll slow down. And I'm beginning to see some things, not say anything radically different. I'm just seeing some things enhanced and able to explain it clearer to you. Now, in Romans 5, it talks about Adam, verse 14. 12 it is. Therefore, as by one man sin entered to the world. That one man was Adam. By one man sin entered the world. Death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Death passed upon, spiritual death came to all men who sin, and all men do sin. So you have sin, spiritual death. This is physical death, is the effect of spiritual death. If you ever stump your toe, your whole body is alert. Have you ever done that? Even your mind says, ah! This is why I have on these. I don't normally wear these to teach in, because you have to be careful that old people don't need to fall off their shoes. And I've done that. So, but I injured my toe. And so I said, that's it. That's it. I'm going to be careful that I don't wear these shoes. But my whole body knows that toe hurts. I wake up in the middle of the night, and the first thing my mind says is, oh, my toe hurts. You say it's just a toe. It's my toe. It's connected to everything in my body, and it knows that. And we have a divine connection with heaven through eternal life.